This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Over the past 2 years, Overland Park Police have taken big steps to improve mental health awareness and services in the department. Those changes trickled in after an officer shot and killed a 17-year-old who was in crisis at home. But some say it's still not enough. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope takes us back to that night in 2018.
It was not a good day for John Albers. The Overland Park teen had ADHD and occasionally went through extreme ups and downs. It's why he stayed home while his parents went out for a family dinner.
So we left the house, and John obviously went to a really dark place very, very quickly.
That's his mom, Sheila Albers.
He did what I think a lot of teenagers do. He reached out on social media, and I think it was a cry for help.
His friends called 911, which Albers says was the right thing to do. She still believes that. Even now, even after what happened next, something she never could have imagined.
We left the house at about 5:10, and John was dead by 5:50.
Within minutes of arriving, Officer Clayton Jennison shot the teen 13 times as he was backing out of the garage.
If you were there to prevent a suicide, why would you draw your gun?
It's been almost 2 years since that night. Since then, Jennison, who was never criminally charged, resigned. The department has invested in body cameras for every uniformed officer, and this year the family reached a $2.3 million settlement in a wrongful death lawsuit against the city.
The settlement does nothing to change the process or protect the public. It's not a win. It's a way to make us go away.
But she didn't go away. Late last year, she helped form an advocacy group called JOCO United to call for more transparency between Johnson County Police and the communities they serve. So far, the Overland Park Police Department has been pretty responsive to their demands. It added a web page on mental health services, and the police academy nearly doubled mental health training hours for recruits. Another demand was increased crisis intervention training. Right now, just half of the department is trained. Officer Justin Shepard says police are always dealing with mental health issues.
Every single day, every single shift.
Shepard runs the Crisis Intervention, or CIT, program.
It'd be great if we could make sure that those CIT officers would be the ones responding to every single call related to it, but it's not necessarily the case.
He says the training isn't required, and it will remain that way. But he says the entire department was required to take 8 hours of mental health first aid training in February 2018, just a few weeks after an officer shot and killed John Albers during a welfare check. Shepard declined to comment on Albers' death, but he says in general, there's no question that CIT training helps officers respond properly.
Probably the greatest misstep would just not being able to identify the potential to be able to help in that instant.
There's one demand that's still up for debate. One that Police Chief Frank Donchez has declined to comment on yet, a Public Safety Community Advisory Board. They wouldn't govern the police, but they'd make recommendations and gain better insight into policing practices. Police reform expert Emily Gunston from the Washington Lawyers Committee says that can be a great tool.
One of the critical aspects of police accountability is ensuring that the police department is responsive to community concerns and is co-producing public safety with the community that it serves.
The Johnson County District Attorney ruled the shooting was justified. It was only after the family sued that more evidence became public and the officer's name was uncovered.
I don't think it has to be that way. I think communities can push back on that. Police departments can provide far more information to the public than they currently do.
Pushing back is exactly what Sheila Albers set out to do for her first son. She still remembers bringing him home at a year and a half from Belarus, where they adopted him.
You know, he gave me the greatest gift I could have ever gotten. I got to be a mom.
Now, without him, she's fighting for change, but not just for her community. She knows hiring a good lawyer and reaching a settlement is unusual in fatal police shootings.
There are so many people who've experienced the same loss that I have and have nothing. And then nothing happens.
With her resources, she wants to fight to set a precedent and keep this from happening to any family.
This is bigger than John. This is bigger than Overland Park.
But for now, with Overland Park's Public Safety Committee set to discuss a mental health task force instead of a community advisory board tonight, the local work is far from over. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.